Luna's in Virgo. Ooh, you're an outlaw today, and a funny one at that. Welcome to episode 24 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021.
Ciao!
The Virgo moon squares the Gemini dragon's head in its trine to Aquarian Saturn and quintile to the Venus-Mars conjunction in Leo at 1:10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. It's going to be a struggle to follow the rules today. Apparently, we'd all be better off if we did, though. It's just not going to be possible. Try your best, though, because there are some pitfalls that are otherwise best avoided. Venus, in her quincunx to Pisces and Neptune, exactly quintiles the dragon's head at 5:40 a.m. Oh man, turns out those rules were best broken, or at least creatively reinterpreted. Expect a gorgeous opportunity to shine as a nominal outlaw. Luna begins yet another yod with a quincunx to Saturn in his sextile to Aries Chiron and square to Taurian Uranus at 6:33 a.m. Oops. Well, being an outlaw doesn't sit well with some of us. Expect some cranky old, person to give you the evil eye. Ugh. Luna completes that yod with a quincunx to Chiron at 9:02 a.m. I guess the evil eye isn't enough for some people. Somebody actually tries to feed you maliciously false information. Just be on the lookout for an astrologic phishing attack. Luna trines Uranus in his quintile to Pisces and Jupiter at 11:25 a.m. Well, this is funny. Expect a good laugh when that phishing attack actually shows up. Luna quintiles Cancer Mercury in his/her trine to Jupiter at 2:46 p.m. Well, this is even funnier. Expect that phishing attack to feed you some excellent comedy material. It may take some time to whip that material into proper shape, but the very thought of it, that'll have you in stitches. Luna biquintiles Saturn at 5:19 p.m. Hey, this stuff you're writing, it's so funny. You could put a genuine smile on the face of anyone, and I do mean anyone. Mars exactly quintiles the dragon's head at 6:41 p.m. Go ahead and try out your new comedy material on a live audience, or at least a digital one. Expect genuine applause. So, I'm going to be giving YouTube a try today, tomorrow, day after. It's a little bit busy. Look for the day's reading of the zeitgeist on my YouTube channel. I'll give you the address as soon as I figure out how to do all this stuff. I won't be a talking head, though. Instead, I'll have images of the relevant moments of the zeitgeist. And we'll see how that goes. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.